Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Spirit Connections with your host, internationally renowned intuitive psychic medium, Donna Marie Crocker. With clients in more than 30 countries around the world, Donna Marie is known for her compassionate and empathetic readings. Whether you are seeking a connection with a loved one who has passed, or you desire spiritual guidance about a particular challenge that you are facing right now, Donna Marie delights in sharing messages and insights from Spirit. To learn more about Donna Marie and the services that she offers, please visit her website at DonnaMarieCrawford.com, where you can also get access to her free video series, How to Awaken Your Divine Intuition. And now, the host of Spirit Connections, Donna Marie.
Hi, I'd like to thank you for joining me this evening. I've been away from Blog Talk for a little bit, a lot going on, and I'm so glad to be back and able to share messages and insights with everyone who seeks them. I always start readings off by letting everyone know that I only ask for messages of the best and highest good. I don't do any kind of a doom, gloom, death type prediction. I believe by asking Spirit to work with me in the light that there is no darkness. And that's how I like to share and receive messages, is through the light. I use all my senses when doing readings, so there's times where we'll have to work through what we're getting because it's not always in alignment with your life experience. That's how I can only share what I receive, is through my life experience and be able to relate what I feel Spirit is trying to share. The examples I always give is if I smell smoke or I envision a fire engine, I may think there's a soul coming through who transitioned during a fire. But you know it's your grandfather who was a fire chief for 25 years. So that's how we would work through things on if I'm not aligning the messages correctly with what's trying to come through for you. I've had a very busy couple months and want to thank everyone who's following me and sharing all their positive insights and messages with me and energy and healing and all that's been going on in my life and my family's life. I have a few callers on the line, and I always try to get through as many callers as I can, but I do always share that if I'm not able to get to your call, and you do feel that you receive or connected with a message that was given to someone else, trust and know that Spirit aligned you to hear that message and connect with it, and it was meant for you just as much as it was given to the person that received it. Spirit finds a way to get the messages to us and the guidance that we're needing at that exact time, and it comes in any shape and form you could imagine, and even some that we can't imagine. All right, let me get on to my first caller here. What I do is I announce the area code and the last two numbers of your phone. If you could just say hi and give me your first name and let me know any question you have, I'd be glad to share with you what I receive. My first caller is area code 617, and the last two numbers of your phone is 78. I'm a little rusty on the keyboard. Let me hit the microphone here. There we go. Hi, thanks for calling in tonight. What's your first name?
My first name is Keita.
Hi, Keita. Thank you for calling in today.
Thank you for having me. I just was curious to find out what Spirit, if there were any messages from Spirit.
Okay. Loved ones in Spirit.
Yeah.
Yeah. I definitely am. As soon as you ask for that, I feel is very strong. And I want to say it's like a maternal maternal energy, and I feel it's feminine. I feel if it's not mother, it's grandmother, and it would be grandmother on your mom's side.
Okay.
She's very, very, I'm going to use the word opinionated. That's probably a good way to put it.
Okay.
Even from Spirit, she's so fun. It's like she knows the right way, and she's trying to share things with you so that you'll make the right decisions for your journey to make it the happiest. Because I feel that there's times The way she's sharing this is you like to, when you're making decisions, you can at times think too much about it. You'll overthink it is the way she's sharing this. So she tries to interject guidance and direction to make the process a little easier and a little, a little less taxing on your energy. It's as if, you know, when there's decisions to be made for you, you worry about it. And she can feel that there's a certain amount, the way she's given it is, it'll take a toll on your health, and it will, you know, it'll exhaust you, physically, spiritually as well, because, you know, you go around and around and around, and then you're like, just tell me what I need to do, and it's been coming through all the time, but with your energy, you have to take time to mull things over. But she's just trying to help you take a shortcut sometimes, is the way I want to put it.
Okay.
Because, you know, she's a very wise soul when she came into life, and now she's even more wise in spirit because she had all the life experience that she had here. And it wasn't easy for her. She had a lot of difficult times to get through, but, you know, you'd never know it by talking to her or being around her. She was always one that would ask you how you're doing more than she would want to talk about herself. She was a very comforting soul. But I'm also receiving from her, she was somewhat strict in life too. She had standards that she thought everyone should be living by, and you know, so she could be a little, you know, a little more, I want to say, straightforward about
mm-hmm.
things at times, thank you, than, you know, some may want, you know. She wasn't one that felt that you needed to have a spoonful of sugar to have the medicine. It was, take your medicine, it's going to be good for you. So that's the kind of energy she's giving me. But she wants you to know that you're on a very, you know, a very positive journey. And even through the trials and tribulations that you've had, and I want to say within the last year, it's been a little difficult for you, keeping the positive outlook of things to come, because it's just each and every step seems to be like you have to pull. I get the funniest thing, but I share what I get. It's as if you're having to pull your foot out of mud every step you take. You know, it's like that suction that's trying to keep your foot still, but you're determined to make the next step, and you do everything in your energy to pull through and make the next step. So it's almost, the impression I'm getting is it's been a little slow, but you're determined. And I have to say she has great pride in that. Now, there is also another soul with her. Does she have a child with her, a female child with her in spirit? Your grandmother? Okay. I think we got disconnected. All right. Let me look. It's horrible. I should write down the number. I'm not so good with the technical parts of doing stuff like this. If you could give me a call back, Katia, I would love to continue the reading with you. But I will share that I feel that there is a feminine energy with her, and I feel as if it's more of a sibling type energy than it is a sibling to your mother type energy, a child for her. And that she's just wanting to reassure everyone in the family that as each transitions, they will be joining her, and she's like definitely the matriarch of the family tree, and very much involved in decision making, trying to help you to make the decisions easier and faster in your life. Okay, all right. My next caller is from area code 312, and the last two numbers of your phone are 43. Hi, what's your first name, please?
Hi, my name is Karen, and I'm calling from Chicago.
Hi, Karen. Thanks for joining me this evening.
Hello. Thank you for taking my call. I have a quick question about my job. Right now, I'm working at a temp job, but I feel that the company, what I've heard rumors is that they're going to be laying off people. And I was wondering if you see me, I'm looking for another job, and I'm wondering if you see me staying there or finding something else before this layoff or transition with this other company begins or starts.
Well, you know, well, Karen, I have to celebrate with you. You're receiving the intuitive messages from Spirit even before the rumor started. You've been looking for a while, and really having the knowing that not only is it time for a change, but you're deserving of better. It's like they're holding you down, and that can really, you know, become taxing on your energy and can be, you know, we're human and it can convince us that that's what we're worthy of. But you're following that inner knowing that, no, you know, this is not where I'm going to be forever. And that's really Spirit giving you guidance to know when it's time to get moving. I do feel that there's something very positive that you've been looking into that could very well be the thing that enables you to get out of the situation. But I absolutely have to tell you, I feel you'll definitely be connected with something new before the layoffs go on.
Oh, okay, right. Yeah, because that's my plan to really get in gear,
yeah,
and start looking. And I've looked,
yep,
at day jobs, and I'm just throwing, you know, this resume everywhere I can get out.
Yeah, there seems to be, I'm getting an indication that there's one, whether a company or area that you're very much interested in being, you know, of moving into. And I would definitely encourage you to continue to follow that vein, is the way I have to put it. I just give you what I get and how I get it. So I don't know if it's a specific company that may have more than one opening or if it's a specific area that has more than one opening, but I feel it's like you're drawn there. You have a knowing that this is the right area, the right place to be, the right company to work for. It could be the combination of both, because it's very hard for me to determine which I'm getting, so I want to say I'm flip-flopping back and forth between the two.
Yeah.
So whether it's a company that you want to work at a certain area or just a certain area, there's going to be a variety of things that you're going to be qualified for and have the skills for and very well may be offered.
That's correct. One area that I do really like, and then it's another company that has multiple, like a state, it has multiple openings. So that is correct.
Yep.
Yes.
Oh, very good. Well, definitely, you know, pursue it. And you know, by really keeping your confidence within yourself, Karen, and really presenting that, because, you know, I know in this day and age it's very difficult because there's so many jobs out there, people looking for jobs and not as many jobs as there are. But I feel with you, you've got skills that really, you know, to be proud of and to own that. Thank you. That's the way I want to say it. Own it. Don't be afraid to be confident in what it is that you have skills in, because that will present so well during the interview that it's going to really clinch it for you, you know. Because there's no way, I have to say, I'm receiving this, there's no way you could ever be cocky. You know, you're not that kind of an energy. But by going in and really being confident, because I felt that you know, you had that thought, well, I can't be cocky, I'm not that kind of person. No, you're not. But you can be very confident in what you are competent in and know that you have experience. And because I feel that the next position you go to is not only going to be more positive, but it's going to enable you to expand your skills and have more and more to offer. And if there's if there's something that comes through where you're able to promote within, you know, follow that, because that could be the vein that Spirit's bringing through as well. It's like, you know, you're going to start in one position, but you're going to be able to climb the ladder some through gaining more experience there as well. You're bringing a lot to them, but they're going to help you even enhance more and obtain more skills. But yeah, you got to make that change, and it's, you know, really something to celebrate within yourself, the following the inner knowing. You know, so many of us, you know, I often, people say, well, how do you know when you're getting the guidance? And I'll use the example very often of, you know, we'll ask, should I be in this job? And we receive no. But then immediately we're human and we go over it with our free will and say, well, I need this job. It's got good benefits. I've been, you know, but Spirit is giving us the guidance that is for our best and highest good, and it's not to stay in that job, no matter how difficult it is to make changes. So you've really heard that and been making, you know, taking action on what you've been inspired to do. So Spirit is celebrating you and wants you to celebrate yourself too and keep yourself in that positive frame of mind. You know, I call it energetic. You know, when you stay in the positive energy, more and more positive comes. And yep, there's going to be some things that aren't positive, but it's much easier to tackle them or deal with them or cope with them when we're in a positive frame. And by really listening to the inspiration Spirit gives you, you're gonna really connect. So follow those two things that are most interesting to you, and I'd love to hear how soon it is that it comes through for you, because I feel the layoffs are still a little ways off, but you know, they're just not doing well financially, so there's gonna have to be some adjustments.
Correct. Correct. You're right. You're right on the money with that, yes.
Yeah. I mean, it's. I don't feel it's necessarily, you know, you could tell some places want to do it. They're, you know, they're looking to make more for themselves. But I don't feel that that's really the intent here as much as having to, more than wanting to. So, you know, it'll be put off as long as possible. But I think you're going to be you'll be safe and sound before that happens. Just keep up, you know, following the inspiration you're getting. Good for you for
sounds
doing
good.
It.
Thank you.
Thank you
so much. Thank you.
Keep in touch. Let me know how
bye-bye.
It goes. I'd love to hear. Bye-bye.
I will. Bye-bye.
Thank you. All right. I'm getting a little bit of hesitation on my switchboard here, so bear with me. All right. My area code is 408, and the last two numbers are 31 of the phone number. Hi, what's your first name?
Hi, my first name is Ola. Thanks for taking my call.
All right. Thank you, Ola. It's my pleasure and always my honor to share messages from Spirit.
Great. Thank you. I have a work question as well. I'm currently looking for work I'm in Southern California, but I'm looking in Southern California and Northern. Do you see me being able to find something in Northern California, or do you think... Do you see me having to stick here for a while until I find
No,
something?
I definitely feel you're going to make a relocation. Oh, I feel that when you said that you're in Southern and looking in Northern, I immediately mm-hmm. heard Spirit say you're going to be going north. It's difficult to align, especially when you're not right in the exact proximity at the time. But I really feel that, you know, taking time to travel and explore the area, you're going to connect with something positive, because I just say the way I'm receiving this, you got to make a change. You know, that mud feeling I was just talking about with a previous
right.
caller, is that's what I'm feeling. It's like you're just like, even almost, I'm going to change it from mud for you to quicksand. It feels like you're being sucked down, and it's just no matter how hard you try, it's like it just keeps, you know, you're not gaining any ground there. So I feel
yeah.
by really, you know, really making that fresh start, and it's not going to be, you know, it's not like it's thousands of miles, but it's going to be far enough away that it's going to be all new and fresh, and I want to say positive, because that's your energy, you know, and that's why it's so difficult where you are now, because there's not a lot of positive around, and it's really, you know, it can permeate into your energy and make it harder to connect with that positive that is the true you, because you're really, you know, you're one that lifts everybody up, you know, but
right.
it's been harder and harder to do that when you're feeling as pulled down, because there hasn't been much acknowledgement of your accomplishments, and I have to say I'm also receiving you're not being compensated.
Yes.
I know a lot of us could say that, and some people listen to it and say, oh, anybody can say that, but
right.
I really just feel like, you know, you've just been, you know, when you leave, they'll have to replace you with two or three people. It's like you do, they just keep adding stuff to what you have to do because you get it done. But it's taking a toll on you and not helping you to have the positive journey that you're meant to have, because you are a positive person. It's just right. Like they suck it out of you. You know, it's by the end of the day, it's, you know, it's hard to even, you know, think of doing anything because the lack of motivation due to the low energy is difficult. But, yep, I think you're going to very much have, again, following that inspiration that you've been receiving as to where you're being drawn to be a more positive experience. Because, you know, life is supposed to be enjoyable. It isn't supposed to be just work and not feel like you're getting anywhere or sinking deeper. Is
right.
The way I have to translate the insights I'm receiving. So, yeah, I say, you know, going north and really, you know, exploring areas, because I feel that can be, you know, a little hesitating for you of thinking of the massive change. It's exciting, but it's fearful too. And Spirit's just wanting to share the message with you and anyone else listening that's, you know, hesitant to change, to just remember that change really is all there is in life. You know, nothing stays the same. When it does, it becomes stagnant. We're always, you know, moving in one direction or the other, and when we're not, we're feeling like we need to. So change is really a constant, and it's our socializing and our conditioning that's kind of taught us that change isn't good, because change is really what can re-energize you, and that's how I feel Spirit wants me to share it with you. You're going to feel better in every area of your energy, spiritually, physically, emotionally, mentally,
right.
Everything.
Yeah.
It's just getting over that hump and getting, you know, getting things aligned, but by following the opportunities that Spirit, you know, brings onto your path. And I'm going to say this the way I'm getting it, no matter how strange it may seem at the time. So it may be something that seems totally off, you know, what you were thinking, but is absolutely perfect in alignment for what's best for you and giving you the best and highest good. So if something weird comes along, you know, really consider it. And I don't know how that's going to come out to play. Spirit doesn't always give me the exact specifics, but I just feel it might not be what you're thinking, but it's going to be something that really intrigues you. And I feel that this could either be the living arrangement or the working arrangement. So be open to what's coming along that will allow you to make those changes.
Okay, I do see it. I'm actually from Northern California, so it might be a living. I might have to live with friends and stuff. But do you see a time? Do they give you like a time frame?
Well, it's kind of, you know, oftentimes when I'm asked for time frames, the way Spirit presents it is, it's
uh-huh.
really up to us often to take the action. And, you know, as soon as you can get it moving and be and get going in that direction, the more positive it'll be for you. So
okay.
It's difficult to get the more, you know, get the momentum started.
Right.
But once you do, it's gonna fall in for you.
Okay.
So get going and don't, you know, and move in that direction, because it definitely is more positive for you. You got to get out of the quicksand.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Have blessings.
Okay,
have a blessed evening. Bye-bye.
You too, thanks.
I know I should always say that at the beginning, too. I get weird scenarios, and I know that my husband told me to switch it to divine, but I have to say weird because that's just my conditioning, and I know it can be received that way sometimes. All right, my next caller is area code 631, and the last two numbers are 41 in your phone. Hi, what's your first name?
How are you? This is Don.
Don, thanks for calling in. I'm great.
How are you?
How about you? Good,
I'm
great. How about you? Good.
Excellent, thank you.
Very good. Did you have a question you were hoping for guidance on today?
What I'm looking to find out is, I am calling from New York, but I'm looking to move to North Carolina. I've been sending out a bunch of resumes looking to just move, and I wanted to see what you saw. And I know you just said you don't really, you know, have time frames, but, you know, anything relatively soon.
Well, I feel that it's going to be during this winter for you, Don. I feel that you know, I don't always get time frames, but I feel that you know, I can sense that the season, and I feel that it's going to be during the winter, because it's really, you've been putting out a lot of effort, and it's really starting to, I want to say it's like you're planting the seed that's going to grow, but it's just, there wasn't anything open when it first connected there, but it's going to be, you know, your resume is going to be considered without you realizing it, and you're going to hear unexpectedly. So keep those resumes going out. But I feel definitely, I want to say it's going to be before springtime for you. And in your energy, I could feel it's like the sooner the better.
Yeah. Yep.
But I'm also feeling that Spirit's wanting to encourage you, you know, any kind of a scouting trip you could take, even if it's just a couple of days to get down there to really, you know, get a feel for the area that you want to be in. Because right now I feel that it's almost as if, you know, and it's funny because oftentimes I'll get, you know, narrow your search, but I'm being asked to relay the message to broaden your search, that it's, you know, for what you're looking for, you have to lay out a bigger, a longer cast. You know, you just have to go a little bit further from the areas that you're most inclined to be in, to know that you're, even if you're right next door, you're close enough. I don't know if that makes sense to you, but that's the way I have to give it.
It's actually funny you say that, because I just got called yesterday by a company that is a consulting firm, which is different than what I do. Consulting for the industry that I've been in, but different. But it's actually it's about 100 miles south. It's Columbia, South Carolina.
Okay.
So, and the guy said, would I be interested in it? I said, yeah, I'll talk to you about it. So I have an interview tomorrow with it. And then I have an interview with something totally out of my field. It's in Charlotte, but it's totally out of my field. So, you know, I'm kind of looking to move, like, exactly like you said, the sooner the better. So that's why I opened up my search to different, you know, areas I'm qualified for, but, you know, I work in financial services, and these are a couple different jobs.
Perfect. So really, you know, once you do the interviews on those two, is trust in your inner guidance that you're receiving exactly at that time as to the best direction you go. You know, I thank Spirit for giving us that insight, because it might, you know, you might not want to consider the South Carolina, but it's not that far from where you really were first thinking. So, you know, be open to both of them, and then follow that intuitive knowing, Don, that we all get. And it's easy to talk over. You know, we're humans and we have that free will. And I call it, for me, my self-sabotaging voice, where, you know, when you get, should I be in this job? And you get no. And then that voice comes through and says, but you need it. You have it. There's not a lot of jobs, the insurance, the debt, you know, all of that stuff. But whenever we ask that question, Spirit is always giving the no. That's what's for our highest good. No, it's not best to be there. So when you're doing these interviews, I just feel like you're really going to connect with one of them more than the other, and that's going to be the one that you're meant to make the change with. I don't feel it's going to be anything that you're going to be in there for 30 years. I feel like it's something you're going to be able to build on, but it's going to get you there.
Right.
That's what's most important, and it's definitely going to be before springtime.
Okay. I mean, if these things work out, I mean, it could be like in a month or so, you know, a month or so.
Yeah. Yep, absolutely. Yep, the sooner the better.
Yeah.
All
very
right.
Good. Well, thank you very
thank,
much for taking my
thank
call.
You.
Have a great night.
You too. Let me know how it goes. I'd love to hear. Blessings.
Well, thank you.
All right. Well, unfortunately, I am running out of time. The little prompter in my ear is letting me know I'm down to less than a minute. I thank everyone for calling in tonight and allowing me the honor of connecting you with Spirit Guidance. And again, if you're listening to this either live and weren't able to get on the call, or even in a recording and a message connected with you of something you were hoping to receive guidance on, trust and know Spirit does work that way. You can receive guidance even if it's delivered to another. And if you'd like any more information about me, please go to my website. I do offer a free video series to help you connect with your intuition, like we were just talking about. Just little tips of things that I did to help develop my connection and my awareness of the connection. And if you'd like to know more about any of the services I offer, it's all there too. Have a blessed evening, and thank you for joining me, and I'm so glad to be back. Blessings always.